It's Phil Taggart here in for Mark Patterson. I'm going to speak now to the editor of Astronomy Ireland's magazine, David Moore, who joins us now to talk about the meteor shower this week. Hello, David. How you doing? Hello, David.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing, David? Are you well?
I'm very well. Losing sleep, watching the skies, but doing well otherwise.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, that's what we're here today to talk about. Tell me about this meteor shower and tell me about the name that it's called as well. I don't even want to try and pronounce it in case I get it wrong.
Yeah, it's called Perseid, the Perseid meteor shower. And it comes from, a bit of Latin involved, the constellation of Perseus, which means that you'll see the meteors anywhere in the sky tonight. Tonight's the maximum activity. It lasts for several nights. And if you point their tracks backwards, they point to the constellation of Perseus. It is over in the northeast from Ireland this time of the year, early in the evening, soon after dark. So you don't need to look in the northeast. You can look anywhere, which helps in Ireland if there's any clouds around. Look in the clear patches. If you've got a perfectly clear sky, the moon is up this year, so stand with your back to the moon. You don't want it dazzling you. And you should see this celestial fireworks display. About 20 times more meteors than you see at normal times. One of the two best meteor showers of the year. There's another one in December. And you don't need any equipment, so everyone can watch tonight from dusk until dawn.
Class. Could you phone in sick for me tomorrow to work? Because I'd love to stay up all night and watch it. What is the best time to go out and look at it?
As soon as it gets dark. So you'll see more, it has to be said, the later you leave it. But by 10:30, 11 o'clock, the sky should be very dark by then. Sunsets before 10 p.m. this time of year. So the area where the sun has gone down, that'll be fairly bright. So again, try to look in the darkest part of the sky. And if you've got a sun lounge or a chair, you can recline back in. That's the way I do it. It's very comfortable to watch for hour after hour. Leave radio foil playing in the background, of course.
Of course, yes.
And enjoy the show. And you want to try and fill your vision with as much sky as possible. So try and find somewhere there aren't any buildings, trees or anything in the way. And, you know, no sense having half your field of vision covered by the ground. That's why you want to be lying back. Some people throw down sleeping bags on the ground. It's a great thing for the whole family to get out and do because, you know, you'll be watching there for a couple of minutes. And then a bright fireball will blast across the sky and everyone will go, ooh, and ah. So we're hoping people will not only do that, but they'll count how many they see every 15 minutes and send in a report to Astronomy Ireland magazine. The website's astronomy.ie. You'll see the contact section there for the magazine. And all these have scientific value. The reason we know this is one of the best meteor showers of the year is because the general public have been watching it decade in, decade out, and we've seen this particular shower decline a little, and the one in December seems to be on the increase. So the one in December, I think, should probably be the best one, but you never really know till after you've seen them and the counts are in.
What are we actually looking at, like when we're seeing these things sort of approaching the atmosphere?
Yeah, they're bits of comets. Most shooting stars are tiny specks of dust, about the size of a grain of sand, but they hit the upper atmosphere. In the case of the Perseids, they're actually very fast, over 100,000 miles an hour. And this causes them to vaporize and they make the air glow. And this fiery streak you're seeing is about 50 to 100 miles above the ground. So it can be a couple hundred miles away from you, especially if it's low down. And you know, to see a grain of sand at that distance gives you some idea of the ferocity of the actual burning up process. So there's no danger as well. They vaporize completely well above even where high-flying jet aircraft travel. So it's a safe fireworks display to watch. And the comet in this case is called Swift Tuttle, named after its discoverers. And it goes around the sun about every 120, 130 years or so. I think it was last back in 1992. You needed a telescope to see it. I remember looking at it myself back then. And so although it's long gone, it won't be back, you know, till after our lifetimes. The dust it's left in its orbit from going around thousands of times is now spread all around the comet's orbit. And August the 12th, give or take a day, is usually the time that we're closest to the comet's orbit and we sweep up all this dust and get this increase in a factor of 20 of the number of meteors seen.
And like, does any of this stuff ever actually hit the, like, you know, the floor, like the, hit the ground, like, you know, or does it all burn up? Because, like, I'm pretty sure when I was a kid, I saw something glowing in front of me. I was 7 or 8. I was speaking about this to David in the office, but I think it was star jelly or something like that, some sort of plasma. I don't know what it was.
Well, if it was an object from space, it would have streaked across the sky. Sometimes they break up into fragments and explode. I've seen quite a few of those. In fact, I saw an early Perseid. The Perseids peak tonight, but they'll be half as good tomorrow night, half as good as that again the night after. So they only decline slowly over the next few days. And on Sunday morning, there was one in the bright twilight, because there's a double planet on view at the moment. And it lit up to the sky as bright as the planet Venus, 100 times brighter than the stars. And that's a fireball. They're the ones we live for. And the objects bigger than that that actually hit the ground and give us meteorites, we don't think they come from comets. We think they come from asteroids, which are rocky bodies that are over millions of years hitting each other, and shards and fragments fly off out in all directions, some of which hit the Earth. And they're big enough, much bigger than grains of sand, to survive the re-entry process and hit the ground. The last time that happened in Ireland was 1999, on the Carlow-Kilkenny border, and the time before that was 1969, when one flew across Northern Ireland.
Were you another one? I think about that 1999 one. Yeah. That was probably about the age I was when I found it as well. So, you know, I'm just saying.
It was Sunday night at 10:10. I remember it well because I was in bed with flu, and a friend of mine rang up and said he'd just been going out to get a pint of milk, and he saw this massive fireball shoot across the sky. Well, it tied up our phone lines for 3 days solid, people ringing in to report it.
Listen, I remember mine being a Sunday as well, because I went, was coming back from my granny's, and it was the evening as well.
28th November 1999, yeah, and the meteorite was found, and the collector bought it and was trying to sell it on his website. I'm sure he did sell it for 50 times the price of gold.
Listen, it's going to be a good week of looking at the skies. David, thank you so much for coming on to the show today. We've just got a little bit over, so Hugo's show has just started, so I'll pass you over to our very own Buzz Lightyear himself, Hugo Duncan.